When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Okay, well, hello and welcome to the Self-Sewn Wardrobe live broadcast. Wait a minute. These people think they're listening to Sewing Out Loud.
And we could do that, too.
What's going on?
Why don't we do, like, a multifaceted...
Hybrid. I was going to call it a hybrid.
Oh, that's
hybrid
good.
Episode.
That's nice.
Oh, okay. So we're jumping right in. Hi, Sandy. Hi, Lauren. Hi, Bethany.
Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Sandy.
So you are also listening to the Sewing Out Loud podcast, okay? And I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And we're doing this hybrid episode. So if you have not joined the group.
Riley's here.
Yep. Look, your microphone's all messed up.
Riley's here if you didn't hear me.
If you haven't joined the group yet, we're doing the self-sewn wardrobe, and it's fun because there's a visual aspect to the live broadcast, right?
Well, we're going to see. I don't know. Does anybody see, like, any garments on the set?
Yeah. Look at that. I thought people would be excited. Here, yeah. I want people to see your face a little better. Look at yourself. Hey,
my
Elaine.
My mouth or my face?
Your mouth.
Okay,
my mouth. Elaine and Denise and Stephanie, this is exciting. Everybody's here. I didn't tell anybody ZD would be here, but yeah. And Cherie says costumes. So there are things behind
some are
us.
Costumes, yes.
Oh.
I hope the things I wore in public, like, you don't think that that's a costume.
Hey. Hey, Julie. Good morning.
Should we tell the story, though, about your wedding dress when the woman came in and said that's,
It kind of goes with a theme of today. Hey, Jane. Look, Jane's watching.
Jane, you've seen all these garments, and you probably know all the history.
Jane knows what's up.
That's right.
Shoot, did she help, like, with any of these? She's helped me. She hasn't helped you as much.
Well, I don't know, but when you got married, Jane was like, will your mother be offended if I make your ring bearer pillow? And I'm like, no.
Yeah, Jane.
One less thing to make.
Jane worked for us we've known her
We
for
have
a
to
long
show
time.
That on air. We'll show that on air
absolutely.
At some time, Jane, too. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. It's gorgeous.
Hi, Lauren.
I'm glad I didn't let Mom make it. She wouldn't have made anything as pretty as
no,
Jane
No, I wouldn't
did.
Have. You're right. You got that.
Hey, Kate. You said hi to Lauren already. So I think that goes along with our theme today of people coming into your space and doing stuff. So this is my wedding dress, the dress here in the center. And I think I've posted some pictures. I'll post some pictures on Instagram. We have wonderful pictures actually taken by group member Stacy, right?
That's correct.
She's in the group. She was our wedding photographer. She's a very talented photographer. And my wedding...
She's our everything photographer.
Yes.
She's our life happening photographer.
She took her headshots. Yeah. She takes pictures of Zelda.
Maybe... Whatever.
And my wedding dress is a blush silk satin. It's like it can look beige or pink depending.
It's like a chemise type fabric.
It's really lightweight and it has a silk or a lace overlay. Okay. So describing that for those of you listening to this via podcast. Hey, Erica. And anyway, it's hanging up in the store. And this woman
it
comes
was
in.
Hanging up in the store when this incident happened.
Yep,
yes.
It was hanging up in the store. This woman comes in.
Wasn't she a fairly regular customer? Somebody we knew, anyway.
This whole interaction had turned into quite the cluster. Like, I'd embroidered, like, six jackets for her, and, like...
You'd been really nice to her. Hi, Lonnie. Lonnie.
And she just goes, hey, I don't mean to offend anybody, but that's the ugliest dress I've ever seen.
Well, and so I laughed about it.
No, but I need to say that I'm like, that's my wedding dress that I designed and my mom made. But I didn't say that. I was just like, oh, yeah. Like, I just, words taken away from me. I was speechless. I was like, this is how I mean,
hey Jeb,
how dumb do you have to be? You're in the sewing store. Somebody there probably made it. You know, right, like right, I mean, even right, if you right, thought right, it was right, ugly, you can true. Think it's
that's
ugly.
Very true.
I just thought if I had gone into a sewing store and seen something,
right.
A purse, a quilt, a dress that I thought was ugly, I wouldn't have been like, I think that's really ugly. Hey, Deb, how's it going?
Yeah, you gotta be careful. You just don't know who you might be talking about or offending.
And I don't, I guess.
You wait
I guess,
till you get to the car and you say it to your companion that's with you. Exactly. Oh my God, that was the ugliest trophy
exactly. I've
ever saw in my
life. Oh my God, right. Did you see that? I mean,
oh my God, Mallory, I'm gonna be caught dead in this.
Mom and
don't
I are,
even bury me in something
Mom and
like
I
that.
Are really good at talking behind your backs, okay? Just so you know, all right? All you know. Yes,
yes Cherise, so. People feel compelled. Ugly is as ugly does. There you go. So anyway, Mallory tells me this story.
But I sold her a sewing machine.
Yeah, well, I wasn't there. So I wonder if she's listening. So anyway, I'm not
go.
There. When Mallory tells me the story, I laugh about it for like half a day until I realize I made it. So I was laughing at myself.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes. And you know what? This whole episode's supposed to be
about cotton organdy.
About cotton organdy.
And you might not think there's cotton organdy in this dress, and you don't even know if there's cotton organdy in this dress.
You don't know that.
But there is.
You don't know that.
But there
I
is.
Might know that.
There is. Okay. And I actually used it as an interfacing.
I just moved my coffee out of the way. Who posted that picture of the coffee spilled everywhere?
Oh, yeah, oh. On their pattern.
I'm
yeah.
sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
That's why Mallory's getting demerits today. She has coffee in the studio.
Y'all make me get up
three times
a week.
Look, clear water.
Three
clear
times
water.
A week I have
and
to do this.
In a closed container.
Okay, let's define cotton organdy, people. For since this is a little bit of a hybrid episode, I wonder how disjointed this
how we can
this must feel.
Paint the picture for the people who are not seeing
yes.
the video.
Yes. Okay,
yeah.
So the cotton organdy that we sell, and this is really important, okay?
I know how. If you're familiar with Mennonites, this is what they make their
the
little
bonnets.
Bonnets
yes.
out of.
Yes,
yes.
The
yes.
bonnets.
They're made out of cotton organdy.
Yes, if you've never felt it in person and you have seen or spoken to a Mennonite person and you can see the bonnet is like stiff, like it's got a shape
right.
to
it's like it.
Right,
it holds its own shape. It's not like the shape of their head.
Sure,
right?
Sure. That is cotton organdy.
And it's you can see through it. It's not totally opaque.
Mm-hmm.
So you could read a newspaper through it.
Yeah, you could. And yeah. it also is...
Well, I guess you could read a book through it, too. Or
Cherise
else,
says,
yeah.
okay, bonnets, I get it now, stiff. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's I want to show via this video, and I'm going to post some videos on Instagram and stuff. It's
yes.
it's kind of... I just want to show, hey, it's crinkly. It's almost paper-like.
Yeah, you
and
don't
feel.
I mean, if somebody just handed you a piece of this, I think you'd question whether it was really, like, you know, a
when,
cloth fiber or a cellulose.
When
or
I
what.
Fold it up, when I cut a yard and fold it for somebody,
yeah, it's
I
like
think
a piece of paper.
They're gonna think I'm sending them paper.
Yeah, don't throw the paper away.
It's not paper,
Lonnie.
Don't throw it away.
Away.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Guppy strainers.
Yeah, Lauren comes from a Mennonite community.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So, he's a non-conservative Mennonite. Okay.
Yes.
So, we actually had a Mennonite lady one time. Well, we had a lot of Mennonite customers.
We had a lot of Mennonite customers.
But we
yeah.
had this one customer that spent the day with us showing how she made her dresses. It was, like, really cool.
It
they
was,
had, like, one pattern that's... And, you know, I will not pretend to understand everything about this because
sure.
there's certain, like, sects and non-conservative.
I'm sure they all
Lauren
do things
probably knows more than we
do. A little
do.
Differently.
But, yeah, but, you know, her specific group wore this specific pattern only.
Uh-huh. And there were certain rules, like no
right.
buttons and everything. Okay,
right.
well, anyway, talk about a tangent. And talk about something we really
know
don't
nothing
know
about.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know anything about
there,
that.
There are other people.
There's other experts on that.
Who might know
you
better.
You might refer to them.
Yes. So the cotton organdy, though, the reason we're talking about it today, it's come up a lot. People often ask about it. And how we like to introduce it to a lot of people is as ZD's favorite interfacing alternative.
And I think the reason it comes up a lot is... Because people ask, and then we say, cotton organdy.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you interface with? What do you face with? What do you stiffen with? On
all
and
that
on
jazz.
And, on. And today, I think we can show you some examples of actually how it's been used. But
and I want to say, I mean, we sell this cotton organdy in our shop, and it is a specific quality. And I cannot speak for other cotton organdies on the market.
And besides quality, there is like stiffer and stiffest.
Yes.
And this is stiffer, I believe.
Yeah.
This is kind of middle row.
In the middle. Mm-hmm. There are some cotton organdies you can buy to make like period clothing that can be real stiff or real soft, depending on what they want. And so you don't pre-wash this. Okay?
No.
You don't pre-wash this.
One reason it's stiff is it's been pre-treated and like heated to death already.
That's right. So that's what makes it stiff. Okay. You don't pre-treat it. You may sew it into your garment and launder.
Yes,
as
absolutely.
You launder your garment.
Which means the washing machine, the dry cleaner, whatever.
If
the bathtub, somebody always talks about me washing things in the bathtub.
If your garment gets put in the dryer and the area that you interfaced with cotton organdy looks wrinkly.
Scrunched up.
Press it.
Yeah.
Press it with your iron.
That's why you like it, because if that was a paper product, and I hesitate to name like a trade name.
Sure.
But they're out there, a lot of them are fusible. And if you get that reaction from that paperish, non-woven interfacing,
It won't go back.
It won't iron back. In fact, sometimes it stays crinkly or sounds crinkly.
Or it'll like tear away from the seam.
Right.
And like crumple up in
especially,
your garment.
Especially where I like to use a really short stitch, like in a collar or something, mm-hmm. around those collar curves or a scallop or something like that, you can tend to perforate a non-woven fabric and it will pull away.
Yeah, and I Amanda asked a good question. She says, is the black still on order? So it's July, early July right now, and the black is still on back order.
And what's going on with that is they have even gotten some in and it's been slubby.
They didn't like it. They were like, we got an order in and we didn't accept it. I'm like, okay.
And you don't want slubby if you're using it as interfacing, because you don't want a lump or whatever.
But if you're listening to this like far in the future,
I agree, Lauren. Synthetic interfacing crinkle is so annoying.
If you're listening to this far in the future, you can go to sewhere.com/organdy and you'll see our most mm-hmm. recent listing. So yes. If the black is available, we'll put it up, and I'm going to make a huge deal when
that's
available.
Now, there is silk organdy also, which is quite expensive. And what organdy means is the way that it's basically woven,
mm-hmm.
okay? and I have a bolt of silk organdy here somewhere, and I think it's, like, blue. But I got it, like, somebody was selling it, and I don't think knew what it was. So what I would do when you're talking about black and all of this, okay, I have actually taken the white. So if you're worried, if you want to line, you're talking about lining with black or making sure black doesn't show or whatever, I coffee dye the white.
Yeah, and that's what Jacqueline just asked. She says, can you dye the cotton organdy?
Yeah, you can dye it black. And I don't like to dye black, because black is not stable. And I'm afraid it'll run if I put it in something that's not black. So what I like to do is go for something that would be more of a neutral or a skin tone.
A medium color.
And I've always used coffee because I feel like coffee. See, you can't spill coffee on stuff. coffee stains it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really nicely.
And it tends not to come out.
Right.
So coffee dye it, dry it, and then iron it, and that's pretty much sets it.
Okay, so where have we used cotton organdy? Since this is going to be a Sewing Out Loud episode, I need to say, we're going to pause for a message break.
Oh, no.
And we'll come back and talk about some specific examples of where we've used cotton organdy, okay?
Hey, Mal.
Hey, Mom.
I heard you were easy.
Oh, no!
What does that mean?
No, it means what you really heard was, well, Mallory, your easy tea looks so good on you.
Oh,
yes.
I should have known that it was something about something you made.
Like you said, you're getting into your golden years. Sometimes... you know, mishearing things. It happens.
No, you're
right?
The one that mishears things. I know this. You make lapel pins about it.
Okay. So I am currently wearing an easy tee, and I wear them all the time. The easy tee is a semi-fitted short sleeve t-shirt made out of a woven fabric, and you draft the Easy Tee to fit your measurements by taking the Easy Tee class.
Well, how do I take this class?
It's an online class that you can watch anytime on SewHere.com. To purchase the class, go to SewHere.com/EasyTee. That's just EASYT.
Is this on my computer?
It's on your computer. It's on your phone. It's on your iPad. The class is divided up into short, easily consumable segments, some of which you may not ever need to watch ever again, but some of which you might want to revisit. So you have the ability to mark lessons as completed and also to star lessons so you can go back and revisit the ones that are most important to you.
And I can vouch, Mallory's Easy Tee is a lot easier than Mallory is.
Once again, go to SewHere.com/EasyTee to begin your pattern drafting journey.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So,
We're back.
And actually, one reason I'm talking about the cotton organdy today is as we are selling the Sew Here Knits box, we've made it available. You can add anything to the Sew Here box for free shipping.
Right.
So, Stephanie says she just ordered a yard of cotton organdy.
And cotton organdy fits great in this box.
And I just received the email. She's not lying. Stephanie Bateman via PayPal.
It's right there, you see it.
Okay, what garment do you want to talk about first, Mom?
You know, let's...
Here, you get a garment and I'll hold it.
Let's just talk about the fact that a whole entire garment can be made out of cotton organdy.
Okay.
And I would...
Don't talk too much away from the mic.
Sorry, I have to be directed constantly. You guys, this is my prom dress, 1971.
I have to describe this. Hold on, Mom, before you get too far, okay? Lime green.
I prefer to say chartreuse.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Chartreuse, sleeveless, cotton organdy dress.
Square neckline
with like...
Sort of a semi-umpire waist with a band.
And it's got an apron on
it. It's got an apron. Because in those days, you went to prom as...
Little Bo Peep.
Well, you didn't go as Gypsy Rose Lee like they do nowadays.
Yep.
So, yeah.
This is made of cotton organdy, but it's much more flowy. So we talk about the stiffness factor.
And I know that I've washed this several times.
Yeah.
This has actually been worn as a costume.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I didn't just keep it so I could see if I fit in it or not. It has actually been worn again and again on stage.
Well, it's a good stage dress.
It is a great stage dress.
It looks great.
It's got some trim, some white trim, and the apron piece on it is actually the green organdy is embroidered with white.
This organdy is very sheer.
Okay, I'll tell you how old this is. It has a metal zipper.
A metal zipper.
Can you imagine a prom dress with a metal zipper?
Well, look,
nowadays?
It's got a little bit of horsehair in the hem.
The horsehair is in all of the hems. You can see I haven't washed or ironed it either.
Jacqueline says Lawrence Welk. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm just one of the, what were those sisters? The Lennon sisters.
Yeah. Yes. Horsehair in both
hems.
You guys,
I was fashionable. This was cute then. This was appropriate.
She's so fashionable.
I'm defending myself.
Actually, she looks really good today if you watch this live broadcast, and I look like a piece of crap, I feel like. I'm like, oh, why do you...
Did you take a bath yet?
No, I've bathed.
Well, I bathed.
And I was trying to give my hair some texture. Yeah. That's what's going on here, just so you know. Anyway.
Well, look how long my hair is.
Yeah.
That's because I couldn't get a haircut while we were taping... the leggings.
She's always got an excuse for looking like that. Okay, so that was ZD's prom dress, and we just want to say yes, there are garments out there that are made from cotton organdy, that are a little softer.
Now this is funny because this is a costume.
Okay, let's describe this costume real quick. This costume was made for me by my mom when I was like 10 years old, and let's give him a chance to guess what it is from the flower here. This is a little cover for the costume that my mom made. Can anybody guess when I was 10 years old what character I might have played? We have to give them a little bit of time here. There's a flower on the dust cover, and it's a plaid white and mint green cotton organdy.
Actually, this is synthetic.
Oh, this is synthetic.
This is a synthetic organdy. I found it on, like, Joanne's, you know, throwaway table or whatever they call it.
Perfect for a costume,
right.
though.
But what I did is the collar, it's a big, like, plate collar, and it's just cotton organdy. And hey, everybody, with your sergers, this is a narrow
hem.
And it's just made out of, like, decorative thread. And I did that on the sash also. And this is actually how it's hemmed. If you see this, there's a double ruffle as the skirt. It's a drop waist. So there's no real hem in this. Because it's a sheer, all I did was put the organdy in it.
And you put a narrow hem in.
Yeah.
Now, we've gotten guesses. Anne of Green Gables, Laura Ingalls. No, it's a musical. I'm holding up the flower. And okay, I'm gonna let it go for a little. Sandy hasn't guessed yet.
So,
I know there are some.
Well, the other thing is what I wanted to show is the cotton organdy is basically the lining.
Lining,
right,
yes.
Right.
So you can use this cotton organdy for a lot of different things, not just in interfacing. Okay, Sandy doesn't get it.
So the entire dress is lined with cotton organdy.
Oh, that's yeah. So mom put an invisible zipper. That's not historically accurate, but that's okay.
It certainly is not, and it was a high school play. So
I was Amaryllith in The Music Man. Yep, Sandy's got Music Man. Yes.
She was Amaryllis.
I was Amaryllis.
And actually, her future husband was in the audience, and we did not know it.
Yes, that's right. So my husband's like 8 years older than me. And
like 8 years. He is eight years.
Okay, he's eight years older than me. And he was like dating an actual high school student when he was in high school. She was in the play too.
Because he was and 17 and Mallory was 10. So.
Yes. Yeah, so, everything okay?
Yeah. It was the set out of my ring.
Okay.
Okay. You're not going to be able to see the organdy in this one.
All right. The next dress, okay, is the dress that mom wore to my sister's wedding.
That's the bag.
Oh, let's turn it and over. It's 15 years ago, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So 2002. This is made of silk dupioni. It's a mint green. And hold this up. Look, they can see. Look at the frame. Yeah, this is a nice.
So I drafted this dress. I wanted, you know, I didn't want the mother of the bride thing. And so this whole cummerbund, okay, what I did was I machine embroidered the cummerbund that's set in here. And it's bagged with cotton organdy when I embroidered it.
Uh-huh.
And then there's another layer under that when I went back and the beads are applied to the embroidery and to the waistband. And I think
By hand,
right. So, well, I guess, see, this is what happens when you
close. But it's all enclosed.
This is what happens when you enclose everything.
But let's talk about this for a second.
Yeah.
Here, you try to get that, and I'll just talk for a second because, here, I'm going to hold this up.
Oh, I actually can get to it.
Can you get to it?
I did get to it.
ZD was working with silk dupioni,
right,
which is, it's almost papery and feeling.
It's a little crisp.
It's just very thin, okay? So then you're setting that under a machine embroidery, you know, an embroidery machine, mm-hmm, that'll go 1,500 stitches per minute. You want the embroidery that you chose to be well supported, and some of it is sort of dense. So you use the cotton organdy like an interfacing in addition to your embroidery stabilizer.
And like a, what do I want to say when...
Like
a stabilizer.
Uh-huh.
Right. So, and I did use other stabilizer, too. I didn't just use the organdy. So I had a layer of dupioni, a layer of
organdy,
and then there was stabilizer under that,
and then,
too.
Lauren, yep, we'll just clarify this right now. So then you put another layer underneath to do the hand beading.
I did.
And
I
now
did.
The dress is, Lauren, it is lined.
Then did you line it? Well,
yep.
Yeah. There
then
is
the dress
a lining.
Is lined.
There is a lining that is loose from it also.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
so good question,
so no
Lauren.
Slip, just a lining.
And so what's nice about the the cotton organdy is it's something that can be layered.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, my mistake with this dress, and I really like this dress, is I wound up using a synthetic lining.
I was wondering about that.
It's, you know, it's what they call the China silk, China whatever, silk but it's stuff. Not really silk. It's, and I was really sorry. I lined everybody else's dress in cotton.
Uh-huh.
But I was so worried about the color, and I didn't want to disrupt the color.
That you
now,
used
this
that.
Fits fine, it's fine, except this was a July wedding, and she insisted that her, reception yes. be on our property outside. So I'm, like, sweating, and I can feel the sweat running, you know, down this slick lining, and everybody else's was lined in cotton, and their dresses were silk, and it worked perfect.
Now, our dresses were silk, and they weren't lined in organdy. They were lined
no,
in, like,
it was just cotton.
Like,
but,
right?
if they needed any sort of reinforcement or stiffness, they had the cotton organdy
so,
you know, in them.
We sell this cotton organdy by the yard. And if you buy a yard of this, it really goes quite far
right.
With the uses that we talk about. Now, before we get to another dress, Mom, I want to talk about how to use it.
Sure.
Okay. Before we get too far. So when you cut out any interfacing, let's pretend you don't have cotton organdy and you got to use something else.
Even if you have something crappy, you would cut it this way.
Whatever. Okay. You want to cut out your pattern
right,
piece to be interfaced and your interfacing or cotton organdy at the same time.
Yes.
Cut them out as one.
Because then they're one shape.
Then you can't have messed it up,
right? Right.
Okay. So you would maybe lay down all your fashion fabric.
You want me to tell you how I do a collar?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I do it even a little differently.
And this might be a little hard, but go ahead and describe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it might
this
be hard to
this
describe.
This should be a video too.
So
but yeah,
I
yeah.
have two sides to my collar. Two showing sides, right?
Two fashion
an under,
fabric.
An underside uh-huh. and an upside. And sometimes I make those two different colors, so I can't say it's the same fabric. But
fashion,
more than likely, you
yeah.
have two fashion sides of your fabric, the upside and the underside, right? Sometimes I won't cut out my organdy in that shape. I will make it larger than the shape
mm-hmm.
and lay those. So I lay those two pieces down.
Uh-huh.
They are right sides together, and I lay them down on my organdy, right? And then I'm stitching from the top where I can see very well,
yeah.
you know, my fashion fabric that I'm stitching from the wrong side. I see the wrong side of it, and I make my stitching line. And my organdy is not really cut out. It might just be like a big hunk, like a kidney shape or something
yeah.
like that for a collar. And then I trim it later. Why? Because then, well, first of all, I don't have to pin a whole lot of
That's
stuff.
Right.
And I don't have to worry about it all these layers shifting.
Okay, sewing something and then cutting later is...
I know, Sandy. I feel brilliant when I do it.
And Sharon says you're so smart, too. Sewing something like a shape like that, an odd shape,
right.
and then cutting after the fact, I think is a big thing that can make you look real good. Like a scalloped
yeah,
hemline.
Okay, yeah. Never, ever cut the scallops out.
Don't cut the scallops.
Mark them on the fabric. And then sew on that line and then cut it out. Because if you're trying to match these two scalloped pieces together... Man, you're...
No, let me tell you what happened.
You're fighting a war.
I did this, like, you know, more recently than you have, okay?
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah. It's probably been 30, 40 years.
No,
I
would say I've tried to do this. It's like five years ago.
I need a sewing genius
sewing
shirt.
Sewing genius shirt.
Yeah,
okay.
Everybody's calling me brilliant and genius.
I tried to make a circle skirt, and I wanted the waistband to be mm-hmm. scalloped on top. And I was like, oh, let's cut these scallops out, right? And I made it out of this linen, and it was sort of... Big fibers, loosely woven.
Right. They're all different.
So every,
yes.
like, left side of the scallop
yes.
was, you know,
yes.
how you go
yes.
around that, and it just got so distorted. And then I screwed.
Everybody's going to be sewing scallops. I'm so excited.
Everyone's going to be so great. So then I went back, and I
we
cut out
it.
A big
Hot.
Rectangle. I drew scallops on.
Right.
I stitched on the scallops and then clipped them, and it was... So different.
So the other time, besides being an odd shape or a place you have to turn or something where you want to use this big pieces where you've drawn the shape on or whatever, is if you maybe don't have a good seam allowance. So say I have a piece of fabric that I fussy cut somehow, and when I fussy cut it, I couldn't get a good seam allowance around it, right? So I want to back it or face it or something, sew it together somehow, right? Because I can put that on a bigger piece of fabric and then
stitch around it
on my fashion fabric, and I don't have to worry about meeting these little tiny, seams together.
And I don't want to get into this too much because I think it's another podcast.
Yeah.
But seam allowance and stability of your fabric.
Oh, no, we're going there later.
Another podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
These are so important. Yeah. And your seam allowance isn't just there for fitting.
No.
Okay? That's not what it's there for. It's there for preserving your fabric's integrity. Okay, I'll shut up about that.
Somebody's asking what fussy cut is, and it's a term used when you try and cut your fabric in a specific way or place to show the pattern off. So there might be a flower, say, on your fabric, and maybe you want to cut that flower out.
Or an octopus.
and maybe you want to make sure that flower doesn't land, like, on the apex points, so you don't have like two mountaintops with a flower here and a flower there. So fussy cutting means you're paying attention to the design on the fabric and how you're cutting it. And you'll hear this used a lot in quilting when they fussy cut because they want to get like the same little emblem or something. On a block.
They like want to center the flower, the octopus, or the whatever.
I hope that helps.
Jennifer says, I hate fussy cutting, but I keep choosing projects that require
it. Jennifer, you need to change. You need to change or change your attitude, one or the other.
Fussy cutting and garment sewing can be like, oh, I want the dark. Yeah, this is me.
Right.
I want the dark stripe at my waist. Right. And I want the lighter stripes at my bust.
Absolutely.
That could be fussy cutting too.
Right.
And that, I just don't really have a very defined waist, and that's a way that I can get a little shaping, and that's what I like to look like. Right. You know?
Or I want that flower, the heavy part of the floral pattern to be down towards my hem when it's really not a border print, but just different.
Or, okay, so someone just posted they have this big border print.
Uh-huh,
they said, I want to make a circle skirt, but I want the border to be on the hem. And of course, a circle won't do that. So she was like, oh, I'm going to panel out my circle skirt. She's going to make a gourd skirt, basically. Right. And that's fussy cutting.
That's fussy cutting.
Now we're getting into fussy
cutting. Well, yeah, now we're going all over the place. I guess that's another thing about terminology. And I'm taking this from science because basically I was a scientist, okay?
Mom's a scientist.
All my education was in science. I used to do developmental research for clinical chemistry.
And now you do developmental research for SoHear.com.
Right, that's what I do. but language is very important. Like she said circle skirt and, you know, somebody said you can't do that. And then she said, well, I just want to make it full. But, you know, when you say circle skirt, you're saying a specific thing.
And I thought the conversation around that
conversation worked.
Was really
good. They clarified. Both of them did.
Part of me, I was like, okay, wait. If you make a skirt that's made up of gores, however many gores.
That's a gourd skirt.
Okay, but then it is a circle? Is it still a circle skirt?
No, it's never geometrically, right? It's never a true circle, because a circle has an infinite number of points on its diameter.
But you could cut it like that.
No, you couldn't. Because you could always cut another one, and you could always cut another one, and you could always cut another one. Do you see what I'm saying? Theoretically.
But then you're saying, okay, but what if your circle skirt has a back seam? What's the difference between just having like one back seam versus being like...
No, I'm talking about, you got to talk about the gores. Is anybody out there?
You draft...
A mathematician? Did you ever take geometry?
Listen, yes, I did. Okay. My geometry teacher from high school is in this group.
Okay.
Where is she?
Speak up.
Linda Shoemate, you are in here.
Because it's the same theory as I can never get to you because I can always divide the distance in half.
That's okay. Then there's never a circle skirt then.
Well,
Okay.
I guess the thing is we're drawing a continuous circle when we make a circle skirt.
Cherie says cutting a pizza.
Right, cutting a pizza. Right, but that's not how it's pieced together. Okay, you're cutting a circle. So if you're cutting a gore, you're not making a circle.
But what if it's got the arc that is appropriate to create the circle?
You have to have an arc on the edge of the fabric.
Yeah, there would be two arcs.
So was she going to arc it?
Yes. She was like, I'm going to draft my circle skirt pattern. So I imagine she gets like a quarter of a circle. And then she was going to like divide that up in a way that accommodated the print and cut out like...
But she still got a gored skirt.
Yeah, I know they're gores, but I think that they can
circle has no beginning or end. I love you, Mary
Rue. Okay, fine, Mary. Then if you put a back zipper in your circle skirt, it's not a circle skirt?
Well, you have to put a zipper in sometimes to get in.
Okay, but I think one cut would be the same thing. You see, it's a pieced circle. See, I feel like if you have one cut, you could have 16 cuts.
Okay, if she has a border that is straight.
She was going to curve it, though. I know what you're saying. It wasn't going to be straight.
But she can't curve the border because it was printed on there straight. She can curve the bottom, but she can't curve the top.
You didn't see the fabric.
I did too. I saw the post.
She was good. The top, she wasn't including the border at the top. She was just going to make a waistband out of that
top
border.
There was a border on the bottom that was thicker and a border at the top that was thinner.
See, I think she was going to curve the bottom.
She was, but she cannot curve. She cannot curve the top of the bottom print.
No, that's true.
Riley, I love you. See, that's why we're getting married.
That's totally true. Her border will not look like a circle. I agree.
That's right.
She would have to get some specially printed fabric.
But what I'm saying
is,
when you make a circle skirt, you're making a circle.
You can make the curves make a perfect circle. Of course, you can.
Yes, but you cannot make the top of the border a perfect circle.
You're correct. No,
yes.
I wasn't.
No, you can make any. You can piece anything together and cut it in a circle.
No, I wasn't saying that all of a sudden the print is going to magically like curve itself. No, I wasn't saying that. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
But yeah, Mary, if she laid it on. This is hilarious.
Still a gored skirt. It's a gored skirt. Everybody.
It's a gored circle skirt.
Everybody, it's a gored skirt. Look, hear the dinging of the bell.
Somebody said, is anybody humming the Rocky theme? Hey, no, somebody's going to comment on this and be like, Mallory, stop being so mean to your mom. And then
she is mean to me, everybody.
You know what? Okay. Because then somebody's going to comment and be like, Azidi, stop talking. Let Mallory talk.
I was mean as a mother, and I got 3 wonderful children out of it. So what I'm saying is, when you're a mean mother, it works.
Apple, tree, you know the saying, right?
The fruit and the tree.
Okay, so this is cotton organdy. Oh, what about that? Here.
What was that supposed to be about? What that was supposed to be about?
Look at how sheer the...
was language, not math.
Math is its own, it's the universal language,
okay,
right?
For those of you who aren't on video... Mallory just spread the cotton organdy across our faces, and yes, you can see through it.
All right, well, I've got a lot of this to cut out because a lot of you have been ordering it. Oh, look, Sandy found like 2 ladies wrestling emoji. It happens all the time.
I think I could win right now because she's like 7 months pregnant.
Sam sees us argue, and I can see the look on Sam's face when we start to get into an argument, and she's like, engaged, and then she's just like...
She's just happy we're not asking her to take sides.
She just sits back.
She's just happy we're not asking her to take
sides. Shuts her mouth. She's like, I'll just let them work it out, you know? So if you've ever... there are a lot of people here who, like, don't talk to their mom as much as I see you.
Yeah, there are some lucky mothers in the world.
Oh, burn. Okay, you going to show Hillary's wedding dress?
This is the top of Hillary's wedding ensemble. It went like this. It was 2 pieces.
Okay, let me talk. Janelle says our box is still available. Yes, there are a few boxes still left. As far as I know, there have been a lot of orders coming in. Okay, let me describe this real quick for podcasty people. This is a silk corset boned top. It's kind of like a corset top.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not pure white. Silk is never pure white. It's a natural fiber, so it can't be bleached pure white. It is embroidered with calla lilies in a variegated thread, actually. Oh, gosh. Getting a close-up of this will just be wonderful. And it's beaded with Swarovski crystals. Okay?
And it's got boning.
It's got boning, so it kind of stands up on its own. And the inside, since we're talking about cotton organdy.
It's lined with a cotton damask. there's actually cotton organdy between the silk and the damask, but here's a little thing I wanted to show, and I don't know if people can see this on the video.
I'll post some pictures.
But, okay, but inside of this, there's a message from her parents, you know, and the date and everything, and I did it on cotton organdy in order not to add weight.
Bulk.
Or bulk. So the message is embroidered on an oval piece of cotton organdy and then stitched to the inside of the dress. And if anyone does this, you really do need to let, like, the bride see it, like, a day or two before the wedding. Don't make it a... It can be a surprise, but not a surprise the morning she's putting it on. Because I used to put messages in my children's clothing. And one time I couldn't be at a performance Hillary had, and I put a message in that she had not seen, and she cried and cried and cried, and they had to, like, calm her down before she, you know, went on for a performance. So
Hillary's,
don't make it a total
Hillary's
surprise.
In this group. She's a big crier too.
Yeah.
She
cries good.
She cries. Yeah. If there's an opportunity, she's a crier.
So
love her to death, but yeah, good. So, oh, well, let's read the message.
Oh, well, I don't even know what it says. I can't read it anymore.
I'll read it.
It's in really light.
6 July 2002, and so that's, you know, her 15th anniversary just happened. May the joy you experience today be as wonderful as the joy you have given us. We hope this joy to be everlasting. Dad and Roberta, Jerry and Mom. So Hillary, you know, she's got two sets of parents.
Right. So basically, her stepmother and I got together and, you know, authored that together.
How is this? This has given him a little better look.
Is it? Yeah, you can see the texture.
I think I'll really be able to take some good pictures of this. Actually, blogging about this, I don't know. How long would this blog post be? Okay. right? You put a lot of work into that dress. Okay.
I know.
So
I think she should wear it again, like go clubbing with it and wear it with jeans or something.
Yeah. Oh, you can only spill vodka on it, right?
Yeah. Actually, there's been a lot of vodka on it.
So if you, I hope that this video serves as a little explanation of what the heck cotton organdy is, so that we can point people to it. And we'll make a shorter one, too, as well. So the main things are, it's ZD's favorite interfacing alternative. We don't like to use the paper interfacing. We like it because it's an actual fabric. You don't have to pre-treat it.
Right.
You cut it out at the same time as your other pattern pieces.
Unless you want it to be bigger.
Or
and
you
then
can
you sew it first.
Yeah, you can place a hunk of it underneath your fashion fabrics and sew.
You know, her flower girl's dress had a big scalloped hem.
Oh, it did.
I designed all the dresses in the wedding. Wish I had that now.
Okay. Well, we thank you so much for listening. You can get a hold of us on Instagram, ZD Sewing Studio. The self-sewn wardrobe, all that jazz. And it was fabulous talking to you today. I hope you get something sewn today.
And so long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.